Are you Cheltenham ready? Download the Sporting Life app for the best coverage of the festival, including live race blogs, stable tours, interviews, video previews, and expert tipping.
Well, Patrick, another fascinating weekend coming up, and friends reunited. It's the second start of the season for Billoway.
Yes, he's won this the last 3 years in this. He always seems to come on considerably for his first run, so hopefully he'll do the same again. The race is cut up a little bit from the entry stage. David Christie hasn't run any of his, which is a help. We've stuck a tongue strap on him, Dave Porter, who rides him out of home, thought it might help him, so we're going to put it on and hopefully it'll help. But look, to be honest, yeah, we'd be expecting him to win. We'd be disappointed if he doesn't. Hopefully he can do that and head on the Cheltenham and then after that.
Fingers crossed. And a newcomer to the Hunter Chase scene from the set with Animix running against you as well.
Yes, Animix was third in the Topham last year, and the plan was to try getting qualified for the Aintree Fox Hunters. Now he just got a little bit of a setback, and then he's a bit late to the scene, but he has to finish in the first three in Hunter's Chase to qualify. So hopefully he can do that here. A bit of nice ground will suit him. I think he's hopefully he can finish the first three, but I think he's a long way off being wound up.
And Patrick, it's getting to that crucial time, sort of just over 4 weeks away from Cheltenham, and Dino Blue and Ellie May, two of the best mares, I'm presuming they're having their final starts before Cheltenham in that fascinating listed mares race.
Yes, Ellie May obviously ran in Clonmel back in November and had a small setback, didn't run kind of with the Christmas period, so great to get her out. She's giving away a lot of weight here, so that's going to make life difficult for her. And you have to think Dino Blue, while she lacks in experience, her jumping has looked very good, and she's getting all the allowances, so that should swing things in her favour. Now, Magic Days is obviously a very worthy opponent as well, so it's a very, very competitive mare's chase, but you'd like to think that Dino Blue, with the allowances, is probably our number one.
And Navin on Sunday, there's a fascinating novice hurdle. Listen, novice hurdle, American Mike's in there, and you've two in against him in Hunter's Yarn and Tactical Move.
Yes, going to be a fascinating contest. Over 2 miles, probably 2 miles might not be any of their optimum trip. Tactical Move is obviously related to Denman. He was off for a long time after winning a bump in Clonmel. He won well in Punchestown, where he was very, very keen. And for him to win after being so keen and having such a long layoff, very impressive. He definitely has a huge engine. So he'll be interesting. But I imagine in time he's going to be going out and trip. And Hunter's Yarn is a horse, I won three bumpers on him last year. He's got an awful lot of ability. Again, probably 2 miles, but he's slightly on the short side for him, but that's the same for American Mike as well. So his jumping has brushed up considerably this year. When he ran him over hurdles early last year, his jumping just wasn't good enough, but he looks a lot more professional at it this year. So it's hard to split them, really. I think they're two very good horses, probably running over slightly the shorter than their optimum, but I was just very taken with Tactical Move's debut. He did everything wrong and still won. Now, of course, you always have that worry about that mythical bounce factor, I don't know, but he could be very exciting.
Fantastic. And the bumper team continue to go well. And in the closing one, Willie runs two, and you've opted for the Gunner Yates.
Yeah, nice Yates horse, won a point, cost a good few quid. Rich owns him. We didn't get him out last year. And, I think I think Yates is a fantastic stallion. I think he's probably very underrated. I like this horse a lot. Navin will suit him. And we'd be expecting a big run. It's never easy to beat Navin, to beat Gordon in Navin. It's his home turf. So I'm, wary of himself in the Moorings horse, but, I'd expect a big run out of my fella. And we also have Rule of the Wind there, for Coolmore, walking the park horse. He's nice. I think he probably wanted to improve for the run. I think he might be better on drier ground as well, but he has plenty of ability. And as we all know, Jodie Towne is more than up to winning on second strings, like Danny. So, I think I'd like to think my lad can do the business.
Sporting Life, the home of the expert racing tipsters, including Matt Brocklebank's Value Bet, Rory DeLaghi and Dave Massey's Punting Pointers, Fran Berry's Irish Focus, and Simon Holt's TV Preview.